This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to another edition of Creative Impact. It's our weekly conversation on the creative sector in Washtenaw County and the impact artists and other creative workers have on our overall quality of life. Our Creative Impact content partner is Deb Pollock. She is president and CEO of Creative Washtenaw and has been our co-host since the onset of this segment, a couple of years now. Welcome back, Deb.
Well, David, it's good to be with you. And we have a first today. It's the first time we've ever had a guest back 2 weeks in a row, another unprecedented moment in a COVID world. So let's welcome back Francis Todoro Hargraves, the executive and art fair director of the State Street District. She has an exclusive announcement for us.
Well, welcome back to the show, Francis. We appreciate you taking time for us once again.
Oh, thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
Well, when we spoke last week, it was just days after the announcement made by the three fairs that comprise the collective Ann Arbor Art Fair that this year's events would once again be canceled amid the pandemic. But I understand there is an update.
Yes, there is. Thursday, Governor Whitmer made the announcement that she would be lifting the capacity restrictions on outdoor events as of June 1st. And those restrictions were the reason why we had canceled the event. So once she made the announcement that they were lifted, we immediately began to revisit whether or not we could have the fair, and especially in the State Street District, because we were actually planning an alternative event for that weekend. And we've decided at the State Street District that for us, we're going to move forward with the art fair. So the State Street Art Fair will be happening this July. It'll look a little different, but it is going to go on.
And when you say it's going to look a little different, how so?
It's going to be 3 days instead of four. So we are going to do Thursday and Friday, 10 to 9. And then on Saturday, we will be open 10 to 7.
So, Francis, to be clear, this is the State Street Art Fair only, rather than the three art fairs that make up what we know as the Ann Arbor Art Fairs. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. And we at State Street are very hopeful that the Street Art Fair and the Summer Art Fair will be making their announcements in the coming days. But for us, it was important for us to make an announcement.
What did those conversations look like? Because when you act as one organization in putting forth these fairs, there has to be the conversations back and forth. Did they respond favorably to the State Street Art Fair decision?
Yes. I think we all have an understanding that we each have a different business model, and there's different fiduciary obligations to our board of directors and variety of other things that are involved in our individual decisions. At a time of COVID and the things that we're going through right now, which are unprecedented, there needs to be some level of respect that each business, you can't work in the shadow of another. You really need to work your business and do what's best. And there is a common respect that the fairs have for each other and understanding.
Wasn't all that long ago that what was then the four fairs would operate together and put forth their marketing plan as one. Are we going to see now a move back away from acting as one fair as has been done over the last several years?
I don't think so. I think it's still very possible for the fairs to work together when the event is going on. But there are just some times right now in this post-COVID recovery period where, you know, each one has their own thing that they have to do. And I think it would be unfair for one's decision to hold back another's.
Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU. Deb Pollock is on one phone line. She is my Creative Impact co-host. And on the other phone line, we're talking with Francis Todoro Hargraves, the executive and art fair director of the State Street District. And you just heard it here on WEMU. The State Street District will hold its 2021 art fair.
You know, Francis, we just keep saying for the whole business is that we really just don't know what the future's going to bring for us. But I'm sure that the artists of the Ann Arbor Street Art Fair, I'm sorry, the State Street Art Fair, are probably pretty enthusiastic about returning. What have you been hearing from them?
We heard very positive feedback. We sent out a survey right after the governor's announcement asking how many of them could pivot. Because, again, it's post-COVID time. There's a lot of dodging and weaving.
That's the word, right? Pivot?
That's right. And so we had a very high positive response. So we want to go forward. Please do have the event. We're looking forward to it. We just want to make money. You know, it's very positive.
And will they be traveling?
The artists were traveling. The Plymouth Art Fair never canceled. So there were artists who were still in the area.
Did the decision to cut it from a 4-day art fair to a 3-day art fair keep some from committing?
We had some, but not many.
So on again, off again, on again, the scramble to redo what you just undid. Give us a picture of those logistics and preparations and the pressure you must be under to make this happen now in a very short period of time.
We really are falling back on what we've done in the past and hoping that people be available still, staffing and everything. But again, because we were looking at creating an event for that weekend, for us, falling back on art fair was something that we know how to do. We already have things like barricades in place. We have ongoing relationships with solid waste facilities and organizations and security organizations. So we just are falling back on them, but we're just moving a lot faster.
Once again, Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Francis Todoro Hargraves, the executive director of the State Street District Art Fair, and they've just announced here on WEMU that that fair will be going on in 2021. And Francis, when the State Street Art Fair rolls around July 15th, presumably all restrictions will have been lifted at that point, yet COVID is still going to be around, and it can still infect even the vaccinated. What, if any, safety protocols are you considering?
So we will still be having the booths socially distanced. So each booth will be about 10 feet apart. We will have various sanitation or, areas where you can wash your hands and do any of those types of things that you feel better about. And we will be encouraging people to social distance and using the space that's allotted, similar to what we do for the weekend street closures that you see in Ann Arbor.
So I know it's a long way off and there's a lot to be done in between there now and then, including arranging your juries. I think there's something Creative Washington is going to help you with. thank you for that. Can you even put yourself into that time frame of Saturday, July 17th, around 7 p.m., and looking backwards from that, to what do you hope to be able to say at the conclusion of the 2021 State Street District Art Fair?
In all honesty, we're just really hoping to be able to say that we're back and that the businesses and the artists themselves as small business owners survived this pandemic and that we're getting back to normal. It's a time for us to really get back out to what we were doing and the things we love so much. And the art fair is just one of many things in our community that we're looking forward to having it be the kickoff of that.
Well, Francis, we certainly hope that becomes your reality, and we'd like to thank you for sharing the news and wish you grand success for the 2021 State Street Art Fair, and we'll look forward to hearing what the others have to say moving forward.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, Francis, thanks so much for sharing this, and we do wish you well and look forward to being on the streets with you and so many others in the State Street area and the rest of Ann Arbor.
Thank you. You take care.
That is Frances Todoro Hargrave. She serves as executive and art fair director of the State Street District, and you heard her just announce here on Creative Impact that the State Street District will hold its 2021 art fair. Now, you'll be able to learn more on our website at WEMU.org, and we'll link you everywhere you need to go. And Deb Pollack, I look forward to getting back together with you again next week for yet another show.
And with another Creative Washington guest.
That is Deb Pollack. She serves as president and CEO of Creative Washtenaw and is our partner in Creative Impact. This is a regular feature you hear each Tuesday. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.